love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Born like a zephyr on the summer air.
My dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
Something terrific has happened to me. I hardly dare think about it. It's so terrific. I'll tell you the news in a few minutes, but first, here's some other news that you should hear. This way. The radio man who auditioned me a while ago has dropped me like a hot potato. So I took my courage in both hands and went into Ronald's office. Ronald's the director, you know, who's been so kind. And he said right off that I should have an agent to protect my interests and get me real top-flight jobs. He said no one had a right to audition me and then ignore me. Well, I don't quite know what an agent is, but Ronald called a number and made a date. And I'm having lunch with the two of them. The agent and Ronald, I mean. Tomorrow.
It worries me when you stand on corners talking to yourself, Jeannie.
Oh, Dick. I didn't know you were within a million miles of here.
I've been standing about 2 inches away from you for 5 long minutes.
Did you hear what I was saying to myself?
Not a word. Maybe it was only 5 seconds. Oh, Jeannie, you look terrific. Wear that same hairdo and that same dress at lunch tomorrow.
What do you know about lunch tomorrow?
Only that you're eating it with me.
Oh, Dick, I can't. I'm dreadfully sorry, but I can't.
Well, last night you couldn't have dinner with me. Tomorrow you can't have lunch with me. Gosh, I'm beginning to feel as if I ain't got nobody.
I got nobody, and nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody take a chance with me?
I'll sing sweet love songs, honey, all the time. If you'll come and be mine, sweet baby mine.
'Cause I got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Well, Jeannie, I guess I'd better be running along. You're too busy these days to have any time for an old shoe like me.
Oh, don't be silly, Dick. Old shoes are the comfiest, but just by way of contrast, here's somebody with something new to talk about.